Ad Eskim V'Abochodesh. Until 24 months passed by, in other words, until 2 years went by. So Rashi says, what's wrong? Because Shema Tisaba were afraid if she does remarry, maybe she become pregnant. But it's Torech Ligmul Esbeno, and she'll have to stop nursing the child she has, because when you're pregnant, you can't nurse. Oh, Ubal Zeh, and the new husband now, Eino Oviv. It's not the husband of the first, it's not the father of the first child. He's not going to pay for the extra food that she needs to feed the first child. Therefore, we don't want her to become pregnant. Therefore, the lach is, if she's nursing, she's not allowed to remarry until the child is 2 years old. Dibri Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Mate B'Shemay Nasa Chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's enough they wait 18 a month. Why? Because even if she gets married after 18 months and she becomes pregnant, the first 3 months that she's pregnant is not bad to the child. So therefore, it's enough 18 months. Rashi, Dai Latinic, oh no, that is Rashi, no. Rashi says, okay, we'll see, that's more about it. Rashi's time says, Dai Latinic Lina Bekach. It's enough for a kid to nurse 18 months. Therefore, once the kid is 18 months old, the mother has a right to remarry. Omer Rabbi Nosson by Yosef. Hein hein divrei beishamai, hein hein divrei beisili. You know, this is the machlokes beishamai and beisili. She beishamai yomrim eschrim v'yaba chodesh. And that's the halacha we'll soon see, that the lady cannot remarry for 2 years. She has to wait 24 months. Ul beisili loimrim shemai nasa chodesh. No, she only has to wait 18 months. That's enough to nurse the child. After which she's allowed to remarry. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ani achriya, I'll make achruah, I'll make a psharim between them. And say like this. That ledivra, I'll tell you like this. Ledivrei ha'omer. Or as the fact says the farish, I'll explain. I'll explain what they mean is like this. Ledivrei ha'omer. Eskrim v'yab chedish. The one that says that you have to wait 24 months. Muteresli nasei b'yesem v'yechot chedish. Really, she's allowed to remarry after 21 months. And here the svar is, because he holds, even if she comes pregnant then, the first 3 months of the pregnancy, it doesn't bother, it doesn't stop the nursing. It's only after 3 months. So therefore, for another 3 months, she'll be able to nurse anyway. So therefore, it's enough not to remarry for 21 months, in order that even if she comes pregnant, by 24 months, she'll still be able to nurse until the end of the second year. And according to Mandiyom, it says it's enough to nurse for 18 months. Yishino muteres linose bechamish asachedish. She's allowed to remarry after 15 months. Because the same svara. Let her remarry after 15 months. What are you afraid she'll become pregnant right away? Good. It takes 3 months anyway till the nursing stops. So therefore, she'll end up the 18 months of nursing. The says, the milk like only stops to become black, comes dirty, after 3 months of pregnancy. So therefore, she has these 3 months to continue nursing. So therefore, it's 21 or 15. Omar Ula said, Allah is Rabbi Yehuda. Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda was not there after 18 months. That was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yama Marukva said, Li hit the Rabbi Chanina, that the Chanina was not to me, Lissa is Liacha Chanisha Sochadish. Like, this is very good. Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. That really you have to wait, you have to nurse 18 months. So therefore you're allowed to remarry after 15 months. Because she can still nurse for the next 3 months. So mashma so far, that's the halacha. Mor says though, Arisa the Abaya. Abaya is Arisa means the man that worked for Abaya. Arisa the Abaya. Also Lakaima the Abaya. He came in front of Abaya. Omalei said to him, Ma'ali Eris the Chamish Asachedish. Am I allowed to remarry? Or she came and asked the Shaila, can I remarry after 15 months? Like she had a child. The child now is 15 months old. Is she allowed to remarry or not? All my life, she said back like this. Chodah, first of all, one point is to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Loch, Rabbi Yehuda. When we have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So far, you are right. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to nurse for 18 months. The Yehuda, then further, Beishame Beisil, Halacha Gebeisil, also the same thing, Beisil also said 18 months. V'yama Ula Nula also said, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. And V'yama Maruk from Mokfer said that Li hit the Rabbi Chanina, Lisvet Liacha Chamisha Sochedish. The Mokfer said that Rabbi Chanina gave him a heter to remarry after 15 months. So, if so, you see, Nisuyin is even mutter. And the Svar is, because even if she comes pregnant, she still has 3 more months to nurse. So, Kol Shchein Diyat, for sure, your question is only, Li Eris. You only want to know, can you have Kedushin? Are you allowed to be Mekai? Can you have Kedushin? So for sure it's Mutter. Like if your child is 15 months old already, then you're allowed to get remarried, at least have Kedushin for sure. It's even the Suyin is Mutter. But your child, if you can have Erisin, Kedushin, that's for sure is Mutter. The Gemara says now about Rabbi Yosef. When they came in front of Rabbi Yosef, Omaleh, he said like this, that Ravu Shmuel the Amrit Abayu. The advice is Abayu also came in front of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef told them not like that. Rabbi Yosef said, you should know that Omaleh, Ravu Shmuel the Amrit Abayu, both Rav and Shmuel both say that the locher is Tzricha Lahamtim Eschem V'yabo Chodesh. A lady has to wait 2 years. She can't remarry for 24 months. If she's nursing, she gave birth, and then either her husband dies, her husband gives her a get, she's not allowed to remarry for the next 2 years. Chutz miyom shenelad boy, not including the day that she gave birth, for chutz miyom shenasasa boy, and not including the day she wants to get married. In other words, there has to be a complete 24 months in between the day she gave birth, and it's counting the next day, and also before she gets married. So that's what Rabbi Yosef told Olga. So the Chur Abaya now, Paskin the wrong, Abaya told his Arisa that she's allowed to get married after 15 months. So Royat Vaskret Losa Parsi, Abaya ran after for 3 miles to try and catch her, but to tell her, you have to wait till 24 months. V'yarmala some say Parsa B'chola. He ran Amrisha Parsi in the sand. It's very hard to run in the sand. V'layat Karen, he didn't meet up with her. So Vaista, she went home, and Abaya couldn't tell her that he Paskin wrong. Some Rabbi said over like this, Hai Milsa the Yama Rabbanim. This is what the Rabbanim tell us, that Afilu Beyusa Bekuchta. Even if somebody asks you a question, are you allowed to eat an egg, the kuchta, like an egg and milk? What should be the shaila? Is there any shaila? Is there any reason why you can't eat a milk in with eggs? So Rabbi says, that the Rabbanim always say over, that even if somebody asks you such a question like this, which the Chur, it's a question, it's very easy to answer. Still, they say over Lalishri Inish B'Makam Rabbi. Halacha is you should not give a heter B'Makam you have a Rebbe. If your Rebbe is there in your town, you're supposed to tell the person that asked you the Shaila, go to my Rebbe. You're not supposed to answer even simple questions yourself. So Abai is saying, Lay Mishrum the Mechse Kafi Kurusa. It's not because the Pshatij look like a Chutzpanik, the fact that you're paskening in front of your Rebbe. Like Abai said, no, that's not the only reason. It's not just because it doesn't look nice that a Talmud should pass in front of the Rebbe. Ela rather mishum de loy mistayin osa. Better is because loy mistayin osa. He's not going to be able to say the right psak sometimes. It's not going to come out to pass in the right way. And that's what happened to Abai over here. Loy mistayin osa le memra. To say the right psak. To anor, Abai said about himself. Hevi gamir nolay loho de Rav Shmuel. I learned what Rav Shmuel said. And afilu achi loy mistayin le milsa le memra. I didn't have the siyata de shemayim like to say over the right sock. So that's what Abai is saying now. You should know, whenever you have your Rebbe there, you should not paskin. So Tzai speaks out, v'nafkamino, sheikha sh'rav moichel akvoidoi. The nafkamino is, let's say the Rav is moichel akvoidoi. He gives you permission to paskin. So if it's only a question of chutzpah, you're allowed to do it, your Rebbe gave you permission. But Abai is saying, still you should not paskin, because you should know, you're not going to have siyata de shemayim, but mokim your Rebbe is there. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. Nosna b'no leminekis. Let's say she gives over her child, she had a baby, and the mother gives over the child to another lady to a nurse. Oigam losoi. Or else let's say she stopped nursing. She's only had the baby's only 1 year old, but she stopped nursing after 1 year. Oimeis. What's going to be the cloud? The child died. So we learned one brisa says, Muteris l'nosa miyad. In these cases, the whole svara doesn't apply, because she's not nursing anymore. So therefore, she's allowed to remarry right away. Rav Papadov, Rav Huna, Bred Rav Yeshua, Sova, Lemevet, Uvda, Kiyai Maslisa. They thought that that's the Psak Halacha, that in the case when Isha gave away her child to nurse by somebody else, or stopped nursing, when a kid died, she's allowed to get remarried. Omrulu, Hu, Ahi, Safta, an older lady, grandmother told them, Pididi, Hevi, Uvda, but me, it happened such a case like this, the Osali, Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman said nothing doing. There's like a light plug. Halacha is when a lady gives birth, there's a light plug. Now they're born instead for the next 2 years, she's not allowed to remarry. Mashmi, even if she stopped nursing. For the Gemara, it's not true. For Rav Nachman, Sharulu, Levei, Resh, Galusa. Rav Nachman was matter by the house of the Resh Galusa in a case where the lady gave over a child to another nurse to take over. So Resh Galusa was matter them to remarry. So and Rav Nachman was matter. So according to the theory of Rav Nachman, so Gemara says no. Hatayi Shani Bei Resh Galusa. By the house of the Resh Galusa, that's like the heads, the rich people over there. Tulei Hodabu over there were not afraid that they'll retract. In other words, when they hire the nurse to take over the child, they'll for sure pay the nurse, and the nurse is afraid of the Bei Resh Galusa, and she won't, like, quit on them. So by the Bei Resh Galusa, when she gives over the child to nurse by somebody else, for sure that person will take care of the baby. Therefore, we let the mother remarry. But by other places, we still have the chash, maybe she won't be able to, the nurse will stop, and therefore she'll have to go back to the mother. So if the mother is remarried, she won't be able to nurse anymore. So therefore, we don't want her to remarry. So Amalu Rav Papa. Papa said like this, like, why don't you also agree to this psak from this braisa? But he asked the kasha, like, how did you first think to say it's mutter, and you need this sound to tell you it's also for the Nachman? Why don't you know it yourself that it should be yosser? The Tanya, we learned like this, you had this gemara in your bumis. Let's say a lady was not getting along with her husband. She always wanted to run to her father's house. So the kids said, we know that she's not pregnant, because she's always running to her father's house. She's not with her husband. Or else, even if she's still living by her husband, she's angry at her husband. And there's a big fight, and we know they weren't living together. Or else, the husband is locked up in jail. Also, we know for sure the wife is not pregnant. Or else, the husband got himself a plane ticket, a place or a ship. He's on the other side of the ocean the last 6 months. So also, we know for sure the wife is not pregnant. Better still, the husband is too old to have children. She's in Akara, she can't have children. Was the Kano, is she too old? Islandis, Ukitana, Mrs. Baila. Let's say your husband died and she was Mapul, she just had a miscarriage. So we know for sure she's not pregnant now. There was another case that she can't give birth. Is cool in all these halachas, all these cases. That's the halacha that before a lady remarries, not because she has the baby, she has the nurse. No, we don't know she's pregnant or not. So a lady, when a husband dies or she gets a get, she can't remarry until 3 months go by. Because we want to make sure to see whether she's pregnant or not. Because if she's pregnant, we want to know who the father is. Is the first husband the father or the second one? So therefore, there's a din with the rabbanon, and you're not allowed to remarry until 3 months. Now, in these cases, we know for sure the lady is not pregnant. She can't become pregnant. Still, you see, it's a loy plug. The Rabbanan said still she's not allowed to remarry. You see, from here, when the Rabbanan says something, it applies to all cases, even though the reason doesn't apply to you. Here also, any lady that had a baby should have to wait 2 years before she can remarry. Reb Yossi Matil Yeres L'Nesamiyad. Reb Yossi Tak, in this case, said it was mutano, there's no le plug. He said they could have nesuin right away. But we yomer of Nachman Amar Shmuel, halachic Rabbi Meir, b'gzer Reisov. We paskin like Rabbi Meir on Rabbi Meir's gzeris. So Huri of so, which Taki is seen as a le plug, that you can't marry for 3 months, even we know for sure she's not pregnant. So same thing by us also. Even though she doesn't have to nurse anymore, still she should be also to remarry for 2 years. Sumura says, I'm related, they said back in Echonami, Lava Daitin. We didn't think about this. Yitzhakar writes, it's a good proof. V'ilkoso, what's the halacha though? Meis mutter. In a case where the child dies, then the rabbanon didn't make a loy plug. And Echonami, then she's allowed to remarry. But come losay osar. But let's say the child's alive. Just she stopped nursing, that's a loy plug. Still, she can't remarry until 2 years went by. Oma ma baravashi. Oma ma baravashi. Omar afilu meis nami yosser. He said, no, even when the child dies, still she can't remarry. Dilma kotla levi yosla. Because if so, we're afraid maybe she's going to want to remarry. So she sees the only way she could do it if the child dies. So we'll have to be afraid maybe she'll go and kill a child. Therefore, we tell her she still can't remarry. Fiyosla mitzvah. And the Mar says, the heavy uvdid, it was a case like that, that a lady wanted to remarry. Chum said, nothing doing. You just had a baby. You have to wait 2 years. So what she did was with her kosei, and she choked the baby. So that's the reason why, even so, she has to wait 2 years. The Mora says, v'lohi, but that's not the locha. We don't have to be afraid of this case. The locha is, if the baby dies, then the mother is allowed to remarry. And I, case here, we see that the mother killed the baby. Hai hi, shaita boy. She was a shaita, fool she was. to loy avdi nashi dechanke benayim. Because it's not a normal thing. A normal lady does not choke her baby, for no matter what. Turn around, but in the bright story, we learn like this. Hareshe nosna lo ben lohonik. In a case where somebody gave a nurse, a baby to nurse. The locher is harezu latonik imoy. The nurse now is not allowed to nurse loy beno, not her own child. If she accepted a job to nurse somebody else's baby, she's not allowed to nurse her own child. For loy ben chaveret, they're not somebody else's child. Posko akima, let's say when you hired the nurse, the owner only made up to pay her a small amount for food. The locher is oichles achelas harbi. But since she took the job to nurse, she has to eat well. With her own money, she has to feed herself. She should also not eat bad things for the milk. Now we explain. Hashta b'no amarta loy. Madach yisai a nurse accepted to nurse somebody else's baby. Can't nurse her own child. Ben chavarta mi boy. Why do you have to say she can't nurse somebody else's baby also? So Mara says, yes, Madach, I would have thought, v'nohu d'chayis alayu. That for her own child, she would have rachmanis on him. And even though mamsi lei tvei, and maybe she'll nurse more her own child than she would the other baby. Avul ben chaveret, but maybe she only takes on to nurse a second one. Ilav the heavy lay meiser. Then we would say, if she knows, like if she knows that she doesn't have extra milk, but you have a mamtile, she wouldn't give the second baby milk. Because maybe by somebody else's child, it should be mutter. Because the only reason why she would nurse somebody else's child also is because she feels she has enough milk for both. But for her own child, she'll give too much. Kamash Malan, no, that still she can't nurse a second child. Not only her own child, even somebody else's child also, it's also for her to nurse. Since she took upon the job to nurse one child, she's not allowed to be busy working or nursing another one. Maybe she won't give the first one enough milk to give the second one. Then the bride says, Poska kim of the balabos only set aside to pay her a little bit of money for the food. She has to eat a lot of food though, because she can't nurse otherwise. Mehecha, where does she get the money to buy the food? She has to take it from herself. If she accepted the job, that's the job, to eat a lot in order to have milk. She's not allowed to eat bad things that stop the milk. All right, turn over. The Gemara says, "My ninu, what are these bad things?" Amar Rav Kana going kishus. She can't eat like hops. She can't eat. Humle Rashi says, "Vechazis." Rashi says, "Asovim shel zera tfua." That's the grass. Vaito v'dogim ketanu shouldn't eat small fish. V'yadoma, she shouldn't eat ground. Abayi roma afilo kaira. She should not even eat pumpkin. She shouldn't eat. Or Rashi says, Kur means, okay, that's Rach HaGodah B'dekel. That's like the bark of the palm tree. For Chavusha, she should not eat Chavusha either. Rav Papa Ram Rafilu Kro, not even a pumpkin. For Kufra, and that Kufra, Rashi says, tomorrow Mekatnusen, like unripe figs. Rav Ashi Yom Rafilu Kimcha V'hasna, she should not eat Kimcha, Rashi says, Kutach. That's a special dish that has some salt, milk, and oil in it. V'hasna, it's a dish of fish. Minayu. V'hasna. Now, Amor says, Minayu Paski Chalba, some of these things make it stop nursing, make stop the milk come. And Minayu Akri Chalba, some of them just make the milk a little bit black. Now, the Amor says, the Sham Sheberechai, if anybody lives with his wife, by the Berechai and by the mill, his Hevelei B'ni Nichvei. He'll have children that are Nichvei, Drashi, Vladish, Vasar, Bashom, Leiflim. They'll have miscarriages. The Misham Sheyalar, you summon lives with his wife on the ground, on the floor, Hevelei B'nei Shemutei. The Darko, Rashi says, Aruche Tzaver Vumum. They're going to have long necks. That's not nice. Now, the Darker Aldoma, the Chamra. If a pregnant lady walks over the blood of a donkey, Hevilo Vinei Girdino. It's also a Sakona. She'll have, Rashi says, Odom Shenimra Tsaris Roshoi. Hoi Bagarev. Christ, the mud in the kid she'll have. Too long, the hair will be too long. The Yoch Lachadla, pregnant lady that eats mustard, Hevilo Vinei Zuzloni. Rashi, Rasanonim, there'll be fresses, chazes. The Yochla, Tichli, Risha, eats Tichli at the crest, Hevelo, B'nei, Dulfani. Dulfani, Rashi says, and Nayim, Zolfas, Mayim. The eyes will always tear. The Yochla, Monina, Rashi says, Hurgla, Lechel, Dogim, Ketanim, it's small fish, Hevelo, B'nei, Mutasiyene. They'll always be blinking their eyes. The Yochla, Gargo, Gargushta, Rashi says, Adam, if they eat type of clay, Hevelo, B'nei, Mechure. They'll be like black kids. The shoshi shikr, the drink, anything shikr, is hevelo b'nei uchmi. Also be like black ones, chweshratis, right? Bnei Uchli. Tiochla Bishra Bashashi Chamra, a pregnant lady though that eats good meat and drinks wine,